This is Vision View Sports Radio, your one spot stop for all sporting codes.
Killa, having also played yourself in the MTN 8, knowing that this is the start of the season, traditionally the league hasn't really started, how are players feeling? Especially, you know, you've got new players in the system coming in. They have to prove themselves, perhaps make their debut, impress the fans. You have to go out in the MTN 8, and it's the top 8 from the previous season. So this is no small play of it's fine. Power lines, Rishab.
Yeah, MTN 8, it's always tricky. I remember first time I joined Sundowns, my first match, it was also it was in the MTN 8. And you're always nervous because you're new in the team. You don't know how it's going to go. You want to prove a point. You want to fit in. And it's always tricky for players. But, you know, with the quality of the squad that Sundowns has, I don't see them having a problem, especially against Bloemfontein. I think they've got more quality than them. They've got more depth, and I see them winning this one actually. But as you said, first games are always tricky. It's the curtain raiser of the season, of the preseason. So it's always difficult for players. You know, you just came back from the preseason. You only played for it. You don't know how it's gonna go. But I'm sure they'll want to prove themselves.
Marie Killa, you know, I hear what you're saying, and I'm going to repeat that MTN 8 has just been one title, despite, I mean, Mamelodi Sundowns have basically won every trophy available on the African continent, except for MTN 8. Do you think that would mentally play on the players, knowing that they've only made the final twice?
Yeah, it will. They'll be anxious. They'll be thinking about these things. Obviously, they read papers, they're in the media, they're in the social media, they see what's happening. So there's that pressure that they want to put up and they want to win it. And I'm sure even the president is stressing about it. He's telling them that this is one trophy that we have to win, you know. They've won the championship, they've won everything, they won a triple last season. So it's 1-1. But, you know, playing, I watched Celtic last season. They were one of the exciting teams in the league, so it's going to be tricky for them, you know, because the momentum, I think they kept the same team, Celtics. And, I think, and also they're courageous. They go forward. They play beautiful, exciting football. So I want to see this one, how it's going to go, because also sometimes they want to blend in new players. They're going to try new system, maybe new coaches. They want to install their philosophy. I don't know how, but that it's going to be tricky for them, but because of the quality they have, they've got an edge.
Talking about an edge, another club that you know very, very well, Kaizer Chiefs, are also in action in the MTN 8. They've made a couple of changes, mostly to that technical team. They're up against Maritzburg on Sunday. Gavin Hunt, Shepi, do you see that technical squad doing very well at Kaizer Chiefs? They also take on a formidable side in Maritzburg.
Yeah, I've played for Kaizer Chiefs. I've played under Gavin Hunt. I know how he thinks. He's a winner, and I'm sure. And they've done their business quietly, to be honest.
Yeah, they have. No?
Yeah. So I think behind closed doors, behind the scenes, he knows what he's doing, and he's one coach that I think he's won this tournament also.
He has.
So he's one coach. Yeah, I think he's one coach that knows how to go about his business. He knows how to win. He's got. Now he's in a big team like Kaizer Chiefs. He wants to prove that he can do it in that kind of environment. And I see him winning comfortably, to be honest.
Really? Against Maritzburg United, Eric Tinkler, that strong team. They've been together for a while. And, of course, Gav and Eric know each other well as well. So I think that's going to be quite interesting.
Yeah, it's like a father and son.
I know.
So I think, because of the experience, you know, experience counts, especially in this league, you know, we're a coach. So I think because of that, he's got an edge. He'll know what he's going to do. I think he's done his analyst. I see Kevin winning this one because of the experience.
And another club that you have played for, Katlego, SuperSport United, they're in action against TTM, defending champions, coming into this one. How are you seeing that pan out?
I think TTM, they're trying to build a team, you know. They're still trying to sign players. I think they don't know where they're at the moment. And I think SuperSport, they're the champions of this tournament, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, yeah, they want to defend it. You know, Caetano Tembo believes in his youngsters. You know, they're also playing exciting football. Because of my love for SuperSport, I think SuperSport will win.
Matatanta Afitori. But you know, it's also quite interesting, Katlego, that I've got you on the line here. We're speaking about the MTN 8. You've plied your trade for SuperSport United, Kaizer Chiefs, Mamelodi Sundowns. The past weekend, we also saw Bafana Bafana in action. You've donned that jersey. Very, very memorable time with the national team. What are your thoughts on the national team and all our preparations for the upcoming AFCON as well? Qualifiers.
Yeah, I think Mulek is trying to build a team. He's trying to rebuild a team, and he needs more time with the guys. But also, you know, it's not just our domestic leagues. I think the guys need to apply themselves for them to go there and compete with the best. Because if you're not doing nothing in the PSL in this tournament, you're not going to win against these nations. You're competing against the Mo Salah, the Sadio Mane. So I think the guys really, really need to work hard, you know, this season and so that you can go forward. Because to be honest, the past few games and past two games that they played, it didn't show, there was not much to take from those games. So I think this season they really need to work hard, you know, because you can't keep on blaming these coaches.
No, we can't.
Yeah, I think also with the past, maybe the past players or the past errors.
Yeah.
Most of the guys, they were playing overseas. So we really need to look into that more guys, they must go. Yeah, they must go overseas, play overseas. So they can compete with these guys in the best league week in, week out. Because to be honest, we're still far.
Both Strasbourg, so.
Yeah, why not? Both Strasbourg. You know, Belgium, I think, is the way, the path for these guys. I think most of the guys, they go through Belgium, also France, and even Portugal. So, yeah, why not? I think more guys need to go overseas, and we can compete with these guys.
And finally, Killer, I think we all know why you got the name Killer, because you're a killer in front of goal. last season, we saw the Lazio Manyathelo Golden Boot go to two players. That was Gabadine Mango, Peter Shalulile. And it was nice to see that the goal tally was going up. We always speak about South African strikers and attacking midfielders in front of goal, and sharpness and so forth. What's the one piece of advice you can give to all footballers out there as we're about to kick off the MTN 8 new season about what you should do? How fita mola 1v1?
I think start with composure, you know, before your natural instincts. You have to be composure, cool head, but you also have to have the technique. And to have these things, you have to, it's more practice, you know, extra session. You can't wait for the coach to come and tell you what to do, how to do it. Because you have time in your hands. You only have an hour session to max a day. So you can do these things on your own, because it's really difficult for us to score goals in this country. Even us, we are struggling, you know, it was not enough. It's never enough. Mm. Until we get someone can get 20 or more goals, then yeah. They have a long way to go. But
just to check, Kila, you've officially retired, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I was just asking because maybe somebody out there is thinking, 26 goals this season. Let me call up Katlego and see what he's doing. So with regards to football, are you still involved in the footballing fraternity? How are you seeing your retirement?
Yeah, the retirement is different from what you used to, waking up in the morning, going to practice, going to camps and, you know, all these things, meeting different people everywhere in the world. So, but yeah, it's something that we're learning. And I'm still involved in football. I'm trying to push my Katlego Mpela Foundation. But because of the COVID, and we still have to start from scratch again. And to be honest, I'm thinking of doing my badges as well, because I really miss.
Nice.
Yeah, I really miss the game, and now I'm involved with MTN, with this MTN 8. We've got 8 legends. We are ambassadors of this this tournament. So it's nice to be involved, you know, and to be close to what you used to do. And obviously to interact with the fans, you know.
You know, Katlego, I must say, knowing that you're busy with your badges is very, very great, because I've been talking to the length and breadth about the change that we're seeing in South African football. You've got Monge Ezibobe and Shivam Buko Black Leopards. You've got Ayanda at AmaZulu. And you also had Munib, who was helping him during the bio bubble. I love the fact that... Thank you, Mabuti Kanyeza. You know, it's very, very beautiful to see that clubs are giving young former players and legends that baton to say, here, guys, you would understand better than most people. You just finished your career and would know exactly what the players need. So I really think it's great they're giving them those opportunities. And most importantly, that they're bringing about the results.
Yes. I think you're right. But also, us, when we're about to retire, we need to understand that you don't just go to coaching because of you've played. Mm. You know, you need to go out there and learn and, you know, get their badges so that you don't want favors from people. So that, you know, you need to have knowledge, because football is evolving and you need to learn new stuff every day. So, but I'm very happy, as you said, that so young guys are coming up, because we will need that one day, so that the guys can take over from the likes of Kevin Pizzo. One day they'll have to retire.
That's true. They'll have to retire at some point in time. Yeah. Are we going to see? I wonder if he's going to call himself Coach Killer.
I'm thinking of that name as well. No, just stick to Coach. Just call you coach.
And just to elaborate more, Katlego, on your foundation, you spoke about working on that. COVID obviously bringing some dampeners to what you're working on. But what is that about, and where can we follow you to find out more about this foundation?
Yeah, it's about, you know, developing the communities, and we focus on young ones, especially, you know, we're trying to give them hope that they can also make it, you know, especially in the rural areas. We're busy go Lephalala. I don't know if you know Lephalala. We're busy now. We're trying to build something there with the young ones. And it's not like a soccer team, or it's like, you know, focusing on them individually, improving their skills and stuff.
Yeah.
And after more, I think we'll go, you know, if you're quite sponsored enough, we'll go around the country maybe, and then, you know, something like soccer clinics, but we'll spend time with them. So,
because the psychology behind football is also very important, because it's course. Not only about the playing, it's also about mentally how you're prepared, where you come from. We forget that most of these kids come from disadvantaged backgrounds. Where they come from,
those things. So we'll see how it goes, and maybe some one day it would have almost even been out, been McCarthy again.
Nice. Very, very nice. Katlego Killer Mpela. MTN8 this weekend. I'm going to put your head on the block. Which teams are going through to the next round out of the quarterfinals? Chakoma Supersport, you said Supersport?
I said Supersport. Yes.
Chiefs Maritzburg?
I think it's two legs, right?
Yeah.
I think this league, I'll say, it's a draw between Supersport and Maritzburg.
And it was Kaizer Chiefs and Maritzburg. That was the fixture.
Kaizer Chiefs and Maritzburg, so yes.
Yeah. And then we also do have Mamelodi Sundowns against Bloemfontein Celtic.
Gold Sundowns, because of, I think they've got enough quality to go through it.
Ah, okay. And then we also do have the game between Orlando Pirates and Cape Town City. That's going to be on Saturday.
That's a good one. But because of the signings they did as well, Pirates, they did good signings, right?
Yeah.
So I think they have the edge. I think I'll go with Pirates 1-0.
Okay, Orlando Pirates against Cape Town City. So we'll have to see which of those teams go through to the next round. I think the second legs come in more towards the semi-finals instead of the quarterfinals. So we'll have to see if these predictions are right. Let us know on social media if you're going with Akila. predictions. Oh, interesting enough, you know, with MTN 8, there's always the last fan standing, big prizes for that. I remember that Thulani Ngcobo actually got to go to all the matches in the World Cup from the MTN 8 competition. There's the last journalist standing. Is there a last legend standing?
No, there's no last legend standing. We here until the end.
Thank you so much for joining us on the Sports Update here on Vision View Sports Radio. Appreciate your time. Good
Thank
luck
you.
With your foundation and those badges. We'll be waiting and watching in bated breath, Coach Kila.
The legends and the future legends only on Vision View Sports Radio.